because I want your anger raw and uncut.
All right, go ahead.
5-3-2, this is Night Guy and Baldy. So anyway, Will, so if given the option, you would have lost your job.
100%. At the beginning of this pandemic, if they're like, listen, we're not doing the services anymore, you can apply for unemployment. I'd be like, great. Especially knowing the $600 a week, I would have made a lot more money. I would have been living easy.
What?
Maybe, probably not now, it would have been, but I still would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Been eight, making what, 80%? 80% is the number they usually give, right?
Yeah, sure. Numbers. I'm not the number guy. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George, you would know. What? What percentage of your old wages do you get on unemployment?
Oh, maybe
60? Yeah.
Ugh. Sounds like the system's broken, man.
Yeah, well.
You should go wear a fedora.
No, they just should have had something ready to go for this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
now they will, but
I doubt it.
Doesn't matter now.
From what I'm hearing, apparently in the politic land, the Democrats and Republicans are arguing about the amount of money, and they're haggling with each other.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, apparently.
What else is new?
Debo died.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Tiny Lister.
Tiny Lister. Did you know that was his name
before? Nope. Had no idea.
He's
Debo.
He is always going to be Debo.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
He wasn't that old either.
He was like 62.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Getting up there, but it's not.
So I sent you the trailer for Nobody. You did not watch it.
I did not.
Why?
I just didn't feel like it.
Let's go through your thought process there.
I just didn't feel like it.
So you saw it and you thought to yourself, I'm going to spite.
Just another movie trailer.
I'm going to spite Aaron.
I'd rather just wait till the movie comes out and watch the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like watching previews.
Is it because you feel like it's spoilers?
A little bit. Especially for comedy movies.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Because then it's like, oh, you just gave away the whole thing.
All the best jokes are in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know, I feel like it just gives away too much of the plot.
I think a bad trailer... That's why trailers are art.
I mean, I guess. But like that Santa movie, like I was watching, yeah. I was like, okay, this was cool, but like I kind of see where this is going unless there's a crazy twist in it. Have you seen it yet? Because it's available on the PlayStation Store.
I have not, and I don't have a PlayStation. No. So, have you seen
it? No, I was just wondering if it was out.
Oh. Because
I saw that it was available.
And
if it was out, I assume you'd watched it.
I have not watched it.
You were so hype about it, I figured you would watch it as soon as it came out.
Yeah,
this movie's gonna be so good. It's gonna be a masterpiece. You said it was gonna be a masterpiece. You haven't even seen it yet.
It's gonna be a masterpiece.
Fucking piece of shit.
Who is
it? You just say shit.
The guy from Braveheart.
You just say shit.
The guy from Braveheart. He made Jesus Walks or whatever. What was it? The Man on the Cross.
Jesus Walks. That's Kanye West, bro.
Yeah, same shit. same rich crazy people.
Yeah. I don't think Mel Gibson's crazy anymore.
Anymore?
You saw him on Joe Rogan when he was on?
No.
He was very sound.
Recently?
Maybe like 2 years ago?
That's recent.
He was on there talking about like stem cells with his old ass dad.
Weird.
He's like 97 years old and
does he seem
taking
like
stem cells and just fucking chicks. And I don't remember, but
stem
he's living longer because of stem cells.
Yeah, that's how that works, I think. So. Is he nice?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seemed like it. I mean, probably not to us, but to Joe Rogan he was.
Everyone seems nice to Joe Rogan, it seems.
Well,
like.
Yeah, because he's fucking rich and famous, and he can end your career.
Yeah. I guess,
he can make you look like an idiot on his own show.
Yeah.
And discredit your whole thing if he wants to, so.
I know he got into it with the, he was a gay dude who was super conservative. Wow.
Yiannopoulos.
What, huh?
Yiannopoulos.
Yanni? Milo Yanni? That's what I'm going to call him.
That's fine. It's still Greek.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He was saying something about how he
Anything-opolis is Greek.
Nice. Disgusting. big fat Greek weddings.
Actually, Greece's dope, dude.
Is it?
I would love to go to Greece.
What's there?
So much history.
Mm.
Ancient Greek, you know.
Dude, what do they do?
All the stories of the Iliad and the Odyssey, that's all Greek shit.
What do they do now, though?
Same shit we do. They're a fucking first world nation.
Yeah, but Will, what do they do? Do you ever hear about them in the headlines?
Wow. Okay. No, because they're fucking probably really peaceful and they just chill in their fucking beautiful landscape.
You mean they're pussies?
Ancient Greece. They just go to the ruins and write poems.
All of them?
Probably. Yeah, they all have their own spot in the ruins that they pay for.
They're still using quills?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I wish. I want a quill.
Yeah.
Will you give me a quill for Christmas?
I will totally get you a quill for Christmas.
And inkwell?
Yeah.
I'll write you letters.
Okay. This is... No, we're... No.
I'll
do
it.
If I get you a quill...
I will write... If you get me parchment as well, it has to be parchment, not paper.
What is parchment? What is
like parchment? Scroll up parchment. I'm gonna send it to you using a dove or a pigeon, whatever the fuck. I think it's pigeon.
If I get you a quill...
Crow. I said ink. A crow.
Quill, ink, and parchment.
Yeah.
Promise me.
Yeah.
You will write me a letter.
100%.
Okay. One letter or many letters?
As much parchment as you buy me. I'll use it all to write to you. I might use one piece for something in D&D, but beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I move, you have to write me letters, and they have to be as if you're in war. So whatever,
you're the one going to Chicago, dude. Should be writing me the letters about being in war. I'll write you back of, dearest Aaron, it has been many fortnights and many moons.
Fortnights and
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been many 2 weeks
and many moons.
Oh, okay.
So many many months and a fortnight, but I just did the fortnight first.
Right.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Oh, I might have to make this happen.
Yeah, dude. I wonder, should we look on Amazon and see if you can just buy a quill? Quill?
Sure.
Let's look.
While you're looking that up. I forgot Greek. Shit. Wait, Greece. Milo. Yeah, Milo. Apparently he was trying to argue that when he got molested, he was actually the predator.
Yeah, but you understand what Milo does, right?
No, I don't know anything about him, actually.
He's a troll.
Oh.
He's like a professional troll.
Does he still matter? I haven't heard anything about him.
Well, no, because he's been deplatformed on everything. So, for being too much of an instigator.
What? Because that's saying something, considering that Trump is not deplatformed.
But he was before that.
Oh, okay.
So, he's crazy. He's funny, but he's crazy.
Is there a difference between being a troll and being crazy? Or do they kind of
It just depends on the extent to which you take it to.
Troll things?
Yeah. If it's to the point where, like, now you're having trouble making money, you have a problem.
Okay, that's fair.
You know?
So as soon as the money stream
Once it's
stops.
Debilitating to your career and your lifestyle, it's like, does this really attribute anything to your life?
So then you could be kind of like Bert Kreischer with alcohol, where he is a functioning alcohol. So you could be a functioning troll. Also, I keep bringing up Burt Kreischer. I've been listening to too many of his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some dope-ass feather quill pen sets.
Can I see it?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
Those are pretty, right? I might not even take it out of the box, to be honest with you.
But then how will you write me beautiful letters?
I'll only take it out to write it to you.
That's actually very sweet, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we each got one for each other? Or why don't we just buy one for ourselves?
At that point, yeah. Yeah, that would be... That would be like if we both bought each other PS5s and then switched.
Yeah.
Kind of unnecessary.
It really is.
When do you...
You should do that for me, though.
If I got you a PS5, how would you react?
I couldn't accept it.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'd be like, dude, this was too expensive for you to just be giving this to me. Like, that's not... And I, especially because I know I won't be able to reciprocate.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So I'll just be like, I keep it, like, or give it to someone else, or like use it yourself, or sell. Like, I can't.
That's
I can't take that.
Surprisingly noble of you, Will.
That's just too much.
Where's the line?
Well, I don't know.
A PS controller.
I would take that. That's like $50. That's reasonable.
God damn, controllers are $50.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy.
I remember them being like 10, right? 10, 15 when I was like, when we were.
Well,
kids,
yeah, sure, yeah, sure, yeah, sure, yeah, maybe 20.
I think that's what I'm
going to do. It had a turbo button on it, and it was an extra 5. Do you remember that?
Was the is that the I remember the Rumble Pack. Remember you like, jammed that shit in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was like the N64 though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think like a lot of PlayStation off-brand controllers had a turbo button. If it was like, well, cuz like sports games like Madden used to have a sprint button where like I think they still have it, but it's like you can only go so far sprinting before you like run out of energy. Before it was just full bore the whole time. You could just go.
Completely unreal.
So yeah, and so like using that turbo button, you don't have to hold down the X to go. You just have to control it. And then at the same time you could use like a circle to spin move if you wanted to. So you'd be going max speed and have your finger free to.
I've decided I think that I'm gonna do football when I move instead of basketball.
What do you mean, do football?
I'm going to do the footballs.
What do you mean?
You know, with the sporty sports and the football.
But, like, you're going to play?
No, I'm going to watch football.
Okay. Do you understand it?
Yes.
Okay, that's a no.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, there's a question mark.
Do I need to teach you?
No, I mean, like, I know when I watch football, I'm like, oh, okay. I know what's happening, but the intricacies of it, like the little tiny things, I wouldn't fully pick up on. And I was thinking, like, if I got
like was, what, like,
I wouldn't know.
Like plays are running.
No, like, fuck. Because I don't know what I don't know. It would be hard for me to describe. But I was thinking, like, if I got a video game, like a football video game, would that help me learn?
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Might have to do that then.
Yeah.
Are football games hard?
I mean, they come with variable difficulty settings, so you can just put it on rookie and just, and they have like tutorials that'll teach you how to play, but it's a lot of reacting quickly. So you have to know, you have to, like, once you figure out the button mapping for the game, you're going to have to like remember it and know how to do it.
So it's
second
gonna be
nature,
like the beginning of Spider-Man for me. I had to figure out.
Yeah, but it probably won't take that long. Especially now you know better where, like, circle, triangle, square, you know exactly where those are now. So, like, when you see it on the screen, you don't have to, like.
Right.
You just kind of think, okay, circle, spin move. You just know.
Those cutscenes, when I would have to, like, double circle X.
And yeah.
It would freak me out. Like, I would never know when it was about to happen.
Dude, I get anxiety for those.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I like fighting bad guys and pressing O.
You should play God of War. The old ones, more so.
What's the difference?
The old ones were more just like hack and slash, just hit square as many times as you can. And there was like combos and stuff, but it was just, they would send like 15 skeletons after you, just fuck them all up.
That seems like fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I enjoyed Spider-Man for that because of the Spidey sense in particular. It was fun to, like, once I figured it out, to go in slow motion to try to figure out what the plan is, and just, that was a lot of fun. So,
and then just start kicking people's asses.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
Feel cool.
Yeah, and you can be really far away. Just hit that square button, and he just like hops over to him and kicks him.
I always use the triangle to
counter.
No, to zip at the person.
Oh,
like you pull towards
them.
Right. So the opposite of what Scorpion does in Mortal Kombat.
Pulls.
Yeah, Scorpion.
And then you kick him.
Yeah, nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Fuck, with football?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to learn about football, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to do that is to watch.
That's true. Or is it football season right now?
Yeah.
Who's winning? What's happening?
I don't know. My team sucks.
What's your team?
Detroit Lions.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, for
are they that
good
bad?
Reason. Yeah, they're pretty poor.
pretty poor. Who's the worst football team in NFL?
I don't really know right now. I mean, the Lions are there down there, but I don't think they're the worst because they've won a handful of games.
Well, good for them.
But I really don't know right now. Chicago's usually pretty good. So
the Bears,
yeah,
the
historically
Bears.
Speaking. So
the worst team, let's say you're the worst football team, and you're a player on the worst football team, and you're the worst player on the worst football team.
Okay. You're probably not playing much. But
how much more money are you making than us, though? Or are you making more money than us?
I mean, I'm assuming they make a... There's definitely like a minimum.
That's true.
And it's probably like
way more than
90 plus at least.
Yeah.
So I would say at least like six digits more on average.
Jesus Christ. What do you think it's like to be that guy who knows he's dog shit? He
doesn't give a fuck.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Doesn't
right?
give a shit. He just keeps working out, doesn't do drugs, stays on the team.
Stay smart.
He helps out in practice. You know, he's the second team in practice, so they need him to like work on the next week's
game. So they hit him?
Yeah, pretty much. And if three other people in his position get season-ending injuries, now he's a starter. So
I would rather not even be put in the game if I was that bad.
I mean, sometimes it's not about being bad. It's just the other guys are better. You know?
Yeah.
And when you get to that level, it's just like everybody's such a freak athlete that you can't really be like ashamed that somebody's better. Like you're really good.
You're in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get there by mistake.
Right. Are you going to watch? Did we talk about Nate Robinson? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we talked about it, but it happened. Yeah.
When did that happen, before or after our last podcast?
After. It was the night of.
Oh, it was the night of.
Yeah. Like, we did it in the morning, and the fight was that night.
Got you.
Whew. Yeah, that was a rough one for him. He shouldn't have been in there. I mean,
none of them should be. Boxing should stop this shit if they want any sense of respect anymore, but...
Oh, no, people are going to keep watching that.
Yeah, they're going to watch...
It's a knockout, dude, a clean knockout.
I think boxing is becoming a spectacle. It's already been a spectacle,
yeah,
but
I mean,
like...
it's always been a spectacle.
But, like... Oh, it's WWE spectacle now with real punches.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't give a fuck about
that. It's like the closest thing to celebrity deathmatch we're going to get.
Yeah. I forgot about celebrity deathmatch.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Do you think it would hold up to... Could we
100%.
Yeah.
I think so.
I guess people would enjoy watching.
It'd probably be super offensive and hilarious.
Who was that? MTV?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all about the wild shit.
Yeah, I feel like Netflix could bring it back if they wanted to.
Fuck, that would
they could figure it out.
That would be great.
It would be. I think George and I have talked about it before in a video game form, celebrity deathmatch video game.
That would be fun too.
Fuck yeah, it would.
It's just fun.
That's the thing. If you bring it back, you could do a lot with it.
Yeah, it's fun watching people who are successful and more money and look better looking than you suffer. You know?
What?
What?
Oh, in celebrity death. Okay,
yeah. There's something about watching people who are better than you.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. I never saw it that way.
How did you see it?
Just like, what would it be like if these two people fought? Yeah, in like the most exaggerated form of them.
I think we've just summarized our childhoods in this very moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember watching the Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera, and it was just a hand left.
I don't remember that.
This is the only one I remember. It was just a hand left, and no one knew who won, and so it was a tie.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah. They always like good bits.
If you could have, you could watch a real celebrity death match. Two celebrities, real life, they have to go to the death. Also, we have to figure out what a celebrity is anymore. Your face is disturbing me.
I don't know where to go with this.
Because...
I kind of want to watch two females go at it.
Oh, yeah, but then...
Like Cardi B and Hillary Clinton or something.
Cardi B would fuck up Hillary Clinton.
But you know Hillary has a dark side.
That's true.
Or if it's like comes down to her life, she might fucking snap and just...
I could see it. I could take her wig off.
Karen on Cardi B. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Cardi has a weave. Don't be disrespectful.
No, both of them.
Oh.
I don't think that's Hillary's real hair.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's probably the hair of the children that Bill fucked. She scalps them and uses it for their power and their youth.
She just like cuts it. She's like, this is for locks of love, and it's just her hair.
Alright, so there's political celebrities, acting celebrities,
okay,
there's internet, like YouTube star celebrities.
Alright, and you would ideally, in like the show format, would pit like the same kind of...
Yeah. Usually probably in the same arena, like the same entertainment space.
Right. So obviously like Biden Trump
would be
the hobby at one of the season one finale.
I think honestly, if I'm being honest, and they were both in a fist fight, I'd given it to Trump.
Yeah, for sure.
He's throwing his weight around.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, 100%. Biden take one punch, he's going down.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Remember when Robert De Niro talked shit about like punching Trump in the face.
No, I don't.
This was like
I punched him in the face.
It was like 3 years ago.
That was Trump.
Yeah, good times. You mixed Robert De Niro's
I did
face.
His face with Trump.
Yeah,
De Niro would probably make a good Trump
as an actor.
Yeah,
yeah, he could pull it off. He's
yeah, right.
He's De Niro.
Yeah, right.
Man, I was gonna be sad when he dies. I do my little dancey dance, pick up my pantsy pants. It's a holiday. I got hoes on.
Were you gonna say something?
Out of control.
Or did you forget? And now you're just filling time.
Both. All right. So let's ignore the political arena because there's enough.
Okay. Of okay.
Actors. Two actors.
All right. Now here, this is kind of a difficult one because do you want like two like ripped dudes or do you want two like super out of shape guys or just like two like nerdy like Thomas Middleditch and fucking Ben Shapiro? I guess he's not an actor. Do you get what I'm saying, though?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. What is funniest?
Ooh, probably the two nerdy guys. Thomas Middleditch versus...
Like, who's Thomas Middleditch? Should I just look him up?
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him. He's on Silicon Valley. He was the lead in Silicon Valley.
Thomas Middleditch. Oh, yeah. Versus Ben Shapiro?
I don't know. He's not like an actor, though. He's more of like a comedian, political commentator.
Because
he was a comedian, right? Ben Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro?
Pretty sure he started as a comedian.
Stand-up comedian?
I think so.
Can we please look that up? I wonder what... I mean, would you... I guess when money gets involved, things change. But sometimes I'm like, there's no way that's him. Like those political analysts.
Oh, no. He's just a...
A guy.
He's just a columnist.
Mm. So, like, when I see those...
My bad. Misinformation. Fake news.
Fake news. When I see those political analysts on Fox and shit, and they're saying crazy stuff, like, to the point where it's... Like, Tucker Carlson, I'm like, there's no way you really believe that. This has to be a show. There's no way you believe what you're saying. Just the way...
I don't know. Somebody's got to believe it.
But I think
I think that the money sways them for sure.
I think that in order to get to that level, you have to be smart to some degree. You have to be kind of smart.
Right. For sure.
And a dumb person can get tricked by QAnon pretty easily. But a person
this is funny.
Oh, okay. But a person who is broadcasting QAnon is smart enough to get to that level. You know what I mean?
Would you say the same thing about like the flat earth people? Like they're smart enough to like put this stuff on YouTube and put all this information together that supports their theory. Like you can't be stupid and do that, but you're some kind of stupid. So
what? There's a type of stupid. There's a new type of stupid. There's like smart stupid.
Woke stupid is what it is.
I think there's woke stupid, but there's also because there's the equivalent on the conservative side that's the opposite of woke. Where they're like, well, statistically, white people get killed by... And it's like, that's not what it's about. I know what you're saying, but there's another type of smart stupid on the conservative side. There's there's both. Woke,
but they're just like repeating shit that they've heard.
Isn't that what woke stupid is as well?
Yeah, but they're more like, don't believe what the scientists tell you. I mean, I guess there's Republicans like that too. I don't know. Can we get back to celebrity deathmatch matchups?
Yeah. Okay. So
way more fun.
Ooh, we could do no.
All right. So who's going against Thomas Middleditch though? That's the question.
Oh, actors?
Yeah.
We're trying to do his
like a nerdy class? Actor.
A nerdy. I was gonna say
the fucking dude from Big Bang Theory, Sheldon. Cause fuck that guy.
You don't like him?
I hate that whole show.
The show or him as a person?
Both. I don't know him as a person, but the character can fuck off.
I was gonna.
I'm sure he's a great actor. I mean, whatever.
I have a question about that. I was gonna say Kamal Nanjiani, but
okay, he's like ripped now though.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
That'd be really unfair.
Yeah.
But why don't you like the character?
He's just annoying.
Oh, that's fair.
He's
really
a fucking
annoying.
Little bitch. I mean, it's like shut the fuck up.
Does
dude.
He have like autism?
Yeah, I don't care. Well,
that's true.
Shut up. You're smart enough to get into college. You're smart enough to shut up when you're supposed to.
Are the characters fighting or the actors fighting?
The characters.
Okay, so if Tom Middleditch character fought
from Sheldon, Silicon Valley.
From Silicon Valley fought Sheldon.
Yeah.
I don't know either of those shows very well.
It would be hilarious.
Who do you think would win?
I have no idea. They would probably just like code something to kill the other person. The person to first, they would just both sit down at a computer and just start hacking, and the first person to come up with it.
Do you remember Robot, the Robot Death Matches?
Yeah.
What was that? Twisted Metal? God.
No, that was the video game.
George, I think Gerardo messaged you.
Robo Wars.
Robo Wars?
I don't remember what it was called.
You can look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
I like.
Was it on like Spike?
Yeah, that seems like a Spike TV type of show.
Robot Wars. That doesn't look right. Oh, yeah, no. Robot Wars.
Robot Wars. Nice. Keep it simple. I go back.
Oh, no. BattleBots. Right?
That sounds a little more 90s.
I don't fucking know, dude. it's one of those.
I'm trying to think what would just be hilarious. Is it? I guess it would be badass to see, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus The Mountain in a real fight. But I want something. I want to laugh. I want to see what would be the funniest. And two fat guys seem really funny.
Yeah, yeah. But it would just be like sumo wrestling. But like to the death.
To the death, it would get really
just
crazy.
Just one of them sits on the other one. Just sits on their face.
And the farts.
Yeah. I don't even think they have to do that. Just sit there and wait. I don't. The other person wouldn't be able to push them off.
What about the two girls from the TLC show you were watching that you were masturbating?
Oh, that would be great.
If they fought each other? Yeah. Or if they had a tag team, Hardy Boy style? Flips off of tag, the
dude, those two bitches should tag team against one of the couples from like Age Gap Love. Have you ever watched that show?
What the
oh
fuck
dude
is
you're missing
that?
Out it's like age old people and young people in a relationship, and I mean like old people and young people.
Well, okay,
or 90 Day Fiance, one of those couples could fight them. That would be fun too.
You've been really
like reality stars would be fun.
Oh my god. Wait, how old is this girl?
I don't know. Whoa, that one's sketchy.
Oh,
but
my.
A lot of them are like, I found her in fucking Russia.
Oh, whoa. So she's a slave. She's a sex slave.
She's a mail order bride.
That's so funny.
But that happens in 90 Day Fiance, too. No, some of them are just like,
oh, I see.
It's a natural.
I see one that's 28 and 69, which I think is fine.
I mean, it's fine, but it's still like, whoa. That's what?
It's weird.
40 years?
It's many. Ooh, this one makes sense.
Check that's half one. A lifetime, dude. That makes sense.
Yeah. And he's old enough to, and the sweater says otherwise, but.
She made that for him, dude.
This one looks like.
How dare you insult this sweater that she knitted for him personally off her retirement money.
These two.
Imagine you start dating someone that's retired and just get Social Security money. That's a pretty good deal. They have fucking dinner made for you every day. You don't even have to think about
you'd
food.
Have to have sex with them.
So?
Okay, I'm listening, Will.
You're okay. Telling me you couldn't have sex with an old lady?
I'm not the night guy anymore.
You yes, you are.
Put the condoms down.
But I hope you don't.
I hope
you don't put the condoms down and keep using them.
I put the ball gag away. I'm not about that life anymore, Will.
Old ladies don't want ball gags anyway. You can leave that put away.
That's fair. Lube?
They have trouble enough breathing, so. Yeah, need lots of lube.
Yeah. All right, what's your age gap? What's your age limit?
I don't know.
Okay, you're 29
Nine,
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, thanks for knowing.
Yeah, fuck you. 20, you. Okay, 35.
How old are you?
29.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. So this is for both of us. This is for both of us. Okay. 35, I'm still good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 40.
Yeah.
Still good.
Yeah.
Still good?
Yeah.
45.
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Same. 50.
It depends.
How attractive?
Yeah.
I'm going to look up attractive 50-year-olds, and we'll keep going up from there.
Okay.
Okay. Attractive 50-year-old women. Like
Pamela Anderson?
Ugh, no.
You would not have sex with Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson today.
According to Wikipedia, Pamela Denise Anderson is a Canadian-American actress, model, and television personality.
How old is she now?
67? How old is Pamela Anderson?
She's 53 years old.
She's looking fucking... No.
Yeah. I could do that.
For real?
Yeah, I could do that.
There's something about
especially
it.
Especially if it's Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
because of the name alone.
All right, but like if you just saw her in a bar and she was like a little tipsy and you were getting drunk,
I would think she
was coming on to you.
I would think she was going to claim I raped her.
She was like, give me that black dick.
That's the type of lady that would
exactly,
do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell me that's not what you want.
It's not what I want.
Come on.
No, for real.
Come on.
Oh,
Aaron,
fuck you.
Aaron.
What?
Come on, dude.
No, that's not an argument.
Come on, bro.
Just go into a debate like that. He makes a bunch of arguments.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Global warming. Come on.
Come on. Don't you want to get back at the white race?
No, that's not getting back at anything. She's getting what she wants.
You can make it that way.
What, like hurt her? Kill her? Did you hear OJ fucking confess?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking news. This is a Night Guy and Baldy exclusive. Are you serious?
I listened to it on The Breakfast Club. He came out with that book, If I Did It. And
yeah.
This is a while ago. And they recorded a conversation with him and like some other person. And he says it hypothetically, but he's basically admitting it.
And in the book?
No, but in a voice, in an actual recording. Let me find it. If you did what OJ did, would you ever admit it? Even if you got away with it and you never had to go to jail for it, would you admit it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's a statute of limitations on murder, is there? I mean, but since they've already had the case and found him not guilty, can he just be like, hey, I did it, and they can't do shit about it? Because you can't be tried for the same crime twice, right?
Yeah.
But what if new evidence comes to light?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But
I think that's part of it. Like if the lawyer can present
more
evidence that is clearly would change the outcome of the trial, I think they can try him again.
So
but I'm not sure.
If you just admit it, is that then evidence in and of itself?
I would think so. But that's only one piece of evidence.
It's a pretty big, important piece of evidence.
Yeah, but usually I feel like in like a murder trial, even if they have a confession, they're not, it's not only what they're going off of.
Right. Yeah, because technically you can confess for a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
When they approached her about it, and so O.J. Simpson said it was very difficult for him to do this.
Here it is.
And told him what he saw.
In the book, the hypothetical is...
Charlie
came by and mentioned something about what was going on at her house. This guy Charlie shows up, the guy who I had recently become friends with. I don't know why you had been by Nicole's house, but it told me you wouldn't believe what's going on over there. And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
Who is this Charlie person, and why was he never questioned? Isn't he an accomplice?
I guess that's like his... I guess that's his bad... I guess it's the bad side of his person. You know,
like
an alter
ego? Like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce?
There you go.
Okay.
Really? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I looked it up. I just Googled it. That's what people are saying. That might be.
He gets into it more. I don't know.
It's interesting.
He's
disassociating.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes
sense. I've never seen this man before. It's like, all right.
Interesting. He's just got to stop.
That's interesting.
So at what point, like, if you murder someone, but you are disassociated from your experience of doing it, is that really you, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's still true. You, bro. Sorry about it.
Well, what if you have like multiple personalities?
Well, then you can fucking claim mental illness and like can be dealt with in that way, but you're still like you're the same person.
I was watching Minority Report last night, so I'm in like hypothetical philosophical mode. Have you seen Minority Report, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Good movie.
Taking out
a little dated, but good.
I think it holds up beautifully.
Visually, it doesn't.
Okay.
Just old, like film wise. It's just like not defined.
It looks older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's about it.
That's fine. If you take out the story of it,
it's
though,
fuzzy.
The
story is great. Yeah.
The philosophical conundrum of it, though, is it, if you know someone's going to commit a crime and you stop them from committing it, do you then have the right to jail them for something they didn't technically do?
No, I think you could be able to like surveil them maybe.
That's a good balance.
And be like, and even let them know, hey, our clerics or whatever the fuck they're called. What do they call them?
Future crime cops.
No. The people that are in the tanks.
Oh, the precogs?
Precogs.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was trying to think of the...
No, you're good.
They're like, they have told us that you're going to commit a crime sometime in the future. So we are like in an email or something. So we are watching you just so you know.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Until the precogs
decide otherwise.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work in that. Because from what I remember, they only remember crime.
They only know about see crime. Murder.
Only murder?
Specifically. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
There would be too many.
Whatever, I guess they're not as useful as I thought.
Did you? It's been a while since you've seen them.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, they can only see murders.
Well, I just remember that like the movie revolved around a murder, but I thought it was just crime in general. But
no, it was murder.
Fair enough.
Your dog's being a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Stop shaking, boy.
Oh, come here.
There we go. Have you been fishing?
Yeah, lots of times.
We should go fishing.
Why?
Oh, man,
I don't even know where you go fishing out here.
I think there's a lake. Let's go fishing, Will. How do you fish? Teach me how to fish.
You fucking get a fishing pole and some bait, usually worms. Depends on what you're going for. Some fish like different, like, they're called lures. Mm-hmm. They're like shiny. And they move in a certain way. So certain fish react to certain lures. I don't know. It's all figured out by other people.
It feels like...
other fucking hillbillies.
It feels like it would be boring.
Once you get the lines set and you're just kind of sitting there, it's kind of boring. Yeah. Especially if you're on a boat. Because then you have like... you have like pole holders on the side of the boat, kind of. Mm-hmm. So you'll put... you'll like set the hook, let it like reel out so it goes down, and then put it in the side, the holder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just like drag behind the boat as the boat moves forward slowly.
Mm.
And so you'll do that with like five or six poles.
Oh, I'm picturing old school. You sit there.
Oh, sitting on the dock?
You sit on the dock and you got the overalls.
Oh, that's super boring.
What is it like? Okay.
That's more practical.
It's going to make me sound ignorant as fuck, but why is it a sport? Like, why? What makes it hard? How are you a better fisherman than another person if you both know the same shit? I don't get it.
I don't know.
That's why we got to go fishing, bro.
I don't think we do.
It'd be fun. You'd go on a boat with me, though, right?
What do you mean by a boat?
You know, a boat.
Like
it floats on the water.
Yeah, I know what a boat is, but like
there's wood or something.
Like a canoe?
No, fuck that. Okay, what about like
are you scared of water, Aaron?
No. I don't like
you sound like you're scared of water.
Is that what it is?
And I said, would you get in a canoe? Fuck no.
Would you get in a canoe with
sure.
me?
Sure.
A canoe.
Sure. Wanna go canoeing on Lake Arrowhead? No. Yeah, let's go, dude. No, that sounds fun.
Fucking terrible. Sounds cold and miserable.
You're such a baby. What if we go in the summer?
How did this flip?
You wanted to go fishing.
Yeah.
I'll go fucking paddle boating or whatever the fuck.
Paddle boating?
Yeah, like in the park, you know, where you sit in it. And
I'm saying like a houseboat where it has a bathroom and a shower and an under thing. And go out to the ocean.
Not in the ocean. Fuck
yeah,
no.
Man, just go out to the ocean.
No way.
It's you and me, bro.
No.
It's you, me, and Bo.
You're stupid.
One of us comes
There's
back.
Too big of fucking.
Only Bo comes back.
Too big of waves out there, buddy. You don't want to go out there in a houseboat.
What are houseboats for if not to
like
live
in
on
the lake?
Ocean? A lake?
Yeah, like an inland water area.
Nah, man. You got to go out
You're
there.
Fucking stupid.
This just seems cool. Like a houseboat seems
You'll be
cool.
fine until you hit like a storm.
Right. That's why you just don't hit a storm.
But even then, the swells get big, even without a storm. Because it's going to be like...
I'll be fine, man.
Okay, dude.
I'll watch some YouTube videos.
Okay.
Figure it out from there.
I'm not going with you in the ocean.
All right. How deep in the ocean would you go?
What do you mean, how deep?
Like, how far?
How far out?
Yeah, how far out? Because
in a houseboat?
In a houseboat.
Not very far.
Really?
Yeah, no.
All right. In a lake?
I mean, I'd go
to the middle of
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go.
I mean, it depends on what lake.
We'll go on the Chicago Lake.
There's no such thing.
It's next to a lake or something.
Okay, what lake is it next to? You need to learn these things.
I don't live there yet. I'm not a Chicagoan yet.
It's a really easy answer.
The Illinois Lake. Mississippi. It's the Mississippi.
Oh, wait.
Mississippi?
It's not the Mississippi.
I'm going to call it the Mississippi now.
You got the first letter right. First two letters.
Oh, like Michigan?
Ah, there hey. You go. Yeah.
Oh, man, I get it, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty big lake, so I don't know if I would go all the way out to the middle of that one. That gets pretty...
Really?
Yeah. It might not be extremely safe. But I'd go pretty far.
Okay. So we'll have to take a houseboat onto the lake. It'll be fun.
Maybe like 300 yards. Just fucking anchor it.
Why don't you want to go out to the lake with me?
Why do you want to go so deep?
You know.
We should get a submarine.
Actually, I would get claustrophobic.
You're such a little bitch.
Have you been to the submarine ride in Disneyland?
I've never been to Disneyland.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's too late now, but... I was going to say, why not? But it's too late now. But like when
I went to Universal instead for my first theme park experience out here.
They don't have theme parks out where you're from?
Well, they do, but they're not like that.
Real?
Huh?
Real?
What do you mean?
Like, you know.
No, they're just roller coasters and like real rides as opposed to like the visual, like... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like three, I don't know what you call them, 3D rides.
Right. I think you would...
Dude, we have Cedar Point. That is the tallest roller coaster in the United States.
Oh, good for Cedar Point.
It's dope. It's actually really dope.
I believe it. I think you would like Disneyland if you had a week there and there was no other patrons. You would love it. In fact,
if I
would
had like
it.
A fast pass, I feel like I would love it. Because we did that at Universal, and I was like, this is the best.
My experience of a fast pass at Disneyland wasn't that much faster.
Yeah.
But that's just
so many people got it.
Yeah, it gets to a point where it's like going in carpool, but during rush hour, you're still in rush hour.
Dude, we skipped so many lines at Universal, my dad and I.
That's a good feeling.
It's so great.
Yeah.
But I think you can only use it once on each ride. I can't remember how it worked. It was something weird, like you couldn't just keep doing it. I can't remember.
Amusement park is like a strange example of how weird humans have gotten. Like how disconnected we've gotten from nature.
Mm.
Where we're like, let's build a place to just give us adrenaline. And that's all it is. It's just a place for adrenaline and sugar.
A safer place for adrenaline.
A safe so, place for adrenaline.
So at least there's that.
Yeah. It's like the idea... The idea of...
There's a lot of sugar in those walls.
So much fucking sugar everywhere, man.
Dude, when you go into Universal, there's like the Simpsons part. They sell these big-ass donuts that are literally this big around. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's like three breakfasts.
Yeah, but it's fucking Disneyland.
It's cool, though.
Yeah. You should go to Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I should.
But you won't.
But, no, I will. Someday, when it fucking reopens.
Yeah, but then it'll be like $3,000.
Yeah, no shit, right?
One day was like, it's like $100.
Yeah, that's why everybody's like, just get a pass and go at least a few times. It makes it worth it. So that's probably the way to go. Because the passes aren't that much.
I don't remember how much they are now.
They're a lot, but
Did you see
in comparison to like buying individual day tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see the fucking dump of content that Disney just came out with?
Speak more.
they released their Marvel movie slate, their Disney Plus Marvel movie slate.
Just like what their plans are.
But there is so much.
Yeah.
There is more than...
Should I pull it up?
Yeah.
What do I type in?
Disney's content dump, I guess. There's so much.
It's going to be a pile of shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, a pile of shit that's shaped like the ears. If for Star Wars alone, they have like 15 different shows.
And just on what?
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Just on Star Wars. And then there's the Marvel stuff. Then there's just the regular movies. There's the Pixar stuff. They really have a lot of content for people.
I'm not finding it.
Don't worry about it. You don't give a shit anyway.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
do you have Disney Plus?
Yeah. I stole it from my sister.
Oh, nice. I'm going to get Disney Plus from Bryce. And I got to catch up on The Mandalorian and whatever the fuck else is on there.
Loki, Hawkeye, Obi-Wan. Not getting too much info here. over the next few years.
There's just a lot. Oh, but fucking Spider-Man. There's going to be a Spider-Verse in the live-action movies now, which I'm really excited about. There's going to be, I think they're going to bring back Toby and Garfield, Holland, of course. You don't care about the movies, though.
Not really.
Never mind them. What do you care about, Will? Let's talk about what you care about. You don't like boats. You don't like movies.
I do like boats.
Okay, so why don't you go on a boat with me?
I said I would, just not to the middle of a fucking ocean in the middle of a great lake.
It's not going to be worth it if we don't go to
the middle. It will be worth it, I promise. You'll have fun. Dude, if you've been to like those marinas in like Venice or Newport and just looked at the yachts and shit that are in there, oh my God, it's crazy. You can go on Airbnb and like rent a night in those.
See, like
$2,000 a night.
That'd be really dope. I like that.
It's like eight people, $2,000.
That'd be worth it.
Do a party. Yeah.
Yeah. A rager.
Yeah.
A rager, bro.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Just trash the boat, sink it, take off.
Take off on what?
A jet ski. I don't know.
Don't you need the boat to pull the jet ski?
Yeah, or, you get it off first.
Oh, okay.
So everybody pile on the jet ski, all eight of us.
This is good.
Like so, a clown car. Yeah, clown jet ski. He's bing, back to shore.
Why does Bo look sad?
Oh, he's chilling.
I'm going to poke his eye.
Please don't.
Why not?
Because I don't want to have to deal with him.
Well, he's not going to like, oh.
So you scared him.
Because he
threatening
hurt me.
Him. Yeah.
I had this argument for years with this friend in college. Shouts out to Rabina. About if animals, specifically dogs, can talk. Like, can they have have the language between each other? Yeah, I know. Sorry. the anger.
They can communicate, but not in a language.
Sorry. Yeah. I argued this for years.
Yeah, no.
Years. No, they don't have a language. We were on the beach arguing about this, and some dummy came up and was like, bro, have you not seen Up?
Oh, my God.
Because the fucking Doug.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some beachcomber.
Yeah. It's
fucking.
It's. And but.
What's up, guys? I heard you talking about dogs and whether or not they're sentient and can fucking have conversations. And I'm here to tell you they can. Because have you seen Up?
Yeah, basically.
Fucking.
But the crazy thing is more.
Go back to surfing and looking for treasure with your fucking.
The little metal detector?
Yeah, you fucking loser.
That's weird to me.
Beep.
It's weird to me that anybody would waste their time doing that.
I think it's just like middle-aged dudes that just want to look at girls in bikinis.
That's fair.
And they just need it, but they're like, well, I don't want to just go sit and stare at people. And plus, if I just walk down the beach, I can see more. So
it's a good strategy.
It really is.
But more often than not, people are like, no, dogs have language.
They're stupid. They don't understand.
Most people are stupid.
They don't understand brains.
Yeah. It's just dumb.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. There's something we always jump through so many topics.
Yeah. Should we go back to Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah. Yeah. All okay. Right.
What's the next theater?
I'm thinking not political singers. Rappers.
Oh, okay. All right. This will be a good one. You're gonna be able to speak more on this than I could. What was their recent
Eminem and MGK?
Okay, that's one. That's the obvious one. What's the one that's like, if you're in the know, this would be good for you.
It would be good to talk to Damani about this, actually, because he knows about the hood rat rappers.
Don't you listen to their Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Or fucking...
I would pin...
Big Boy, LA Radio.
I would put... Know what? No, fuck this. Comedians.
No, let's do rappers first.
Okay.
Just pick someone.
To fight.
Yeah.
This is so hard.
DMX.
He's old. Like, you're thinking, perfect. So we're going old guys?
I don't know.
DMX versus Jay-Z?
That would be good.
DMX would murder
Jay-Z.
Yeah,
I'm taking DMX.
Yeah, DMX would kill him.
Yeah.
Snoop? Is Snoop in shape?
I don't know. He's so small.
He's really skinny.
He's skinny and tall. Snoop versus... Dr. Dre?
Dre would murder him. Have you seen Dr. Dre recent?
Fuck, man. Is he ripped?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold up.
Excuse me.
No, he's huge now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dre. All right, Dre.
Fucking.
Okay, Dre.
Strangle.
All right. Snoop versus like Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
Tiny ass. Wiz Khalifa. I don't know, man.
Do you not know it? Wiz Khalifa, he's been studying Krav Maga. Have you not? Did you not see him on?
So he's going to kill Snoop Dogg with a table?
Just anything.
Yeah.
With his pinky. Have you
not? Yeah, but Snoop Dogg's a fucking gangster, son.
Okay.
Don't forget that. Okay. Snoop D-O-double-G.
No. No.
That extra G is for gangster.
Hold on. No.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't him who I saw a picture of the other day on Worldstar. Maybe it was Kid Cudi. One of them was really tiny.
Then it was probably Kid Cudi because Wiz Khalifa is a fucking animal.
All right, that's not who I saw.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi then, sure. Kid I don't Cudi. Fucking know, dude.
That's why I was saying fucking comedians.
Sorry, man.
Comedians, man.
I was just letting you go with it.
All right.
You just kept naming people, so I just...
Joe Rogan versus...
I don't think there's anybody...
Is there a comedian that could beat Joe Rogan?
I don't think so, especially considering Joe Rogan's background.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody.
I wonder what that's like to be...
Definitely the deadliest comedian
of all time. Of all time. I don't,
probably.
There's not another comedian that I know of that like that is of his level in comedy and also his level in martial arts.
Right.
Let's see. What about like Pryor versus Carlin in a fist fight?
In their prime?
In their prime.
That would be funny to watch.
Both of them would
that
be
would be
coke.
Good because they're both dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
that would be a good celebrity death match.
That would be a really good celebrity
death match.
That
would be fun for us.
Who do you think would win in the show? If the, Pryor versus Carlin?
Pryor.
Why?
Because
he's black?
Black Lives Matter.
There you go. I can see that, actually. Yeah. Which works for me. It's.
I also think he might have been a better comedian.
Pryor?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think he did more for stand-up as a whole, just stylistically.
Can you elaborate on that?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
You just have opinions.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Carlin was more like allowed us more to push the boundaries and kind of took more of the brunt of that in a similar way of Lenny Bruce. But Pryor was more like
skilled,
stylistic
being
skill.
Funny.
Yeah, right.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who would be two people to Big J Okerson.
He's huge. I don't think he's ripped, but he's huge.
He's big. So you can
throw
his weight around.
He's a big dude. Yeah.
Big J
and
versus.
He would fight.
For real?
Yeah. I don't think he would have a problem fighting
he does,
people.
He wears fingerless
gloves.
He has
chains on his fucking pants. So.
He's that guy. Big J Okerson versus. He does. He has fingerless gloves.
He does. Yeah. And he pulls it off somehow. It's amazing.
It's very strange.
His clips on, like he puts up on Facebook, are so funny. His crowd work is impeccable. Nice. Yeah.
Big J Okerson versus Ralphie May when Ralphie May was alive.
Oh, Big J. He'd move so much quicker.
That's fair. But Big J's not like a fighter, I guess. He would just be scrappier.
I think he would just get behind him. Ralphie wouldn't be able to turn around fast enough. You know?
Yeah, I get you.
Maybe like Ralphie May and Joey Diaz when he was big.
How big was Joey Diaz?
Joey Diaz was big.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I not know
that? It was before he was like... Well known.
How did he lose the weight? Fucking exercise. Diaz.
I don't even, because remember he was in Longest Yard. Remember how big he was then?
Yeah, actually I do.
Yeah. So
Fat Joe came up.
Oh, Fat Joe.
Yeah, I remember Fat Joe. What about the other female comics that you can think of that would be funny to
fucking
watch?
Fucking Elijah Schlesinger.
Uh-huh.
And
Nikki
or Whitney Cummings. That would be Eliza versus Whitney would be intense. There's such fucking like alpha chicks, dude, that they would just be such a fucking.
You know what would be fucking great? It's not gonna happen, but if somehow we were able to organize like all the comedy clubs are about to be shut down. The only way to bring them back, stand up comedy fights. Like comedians physically fighting
about celebrity death match.
Now I've taken this further. Now I just want to see comedians fight to the death, which I guess would go back to celebrity death match.
Yeah. Why can't we just do it in a avenue where nobody really gets hurt?
I think it's the darkness in me.
Yeah.
If you could fight,
go ahead.
If you could fight a celebrity right now, who would you fight?
No, none of them.
Really?
Why would I do that? and go to jail for sure.
No, you don't go to jail.
Known as the guy that beat the shit out of
who?
David Cross or something. Like, I don't know.
Of course you'd pick David Cross.
I don't know. Just somebody I think I could actually beat.
David Cross doesn't seem like much of a fighter.
Not at all.
You know who seems like he could...
He seems like he would make you laugh too much to actually beat the shit out of him, though.
Ron White.
What about him?
He seems like he's come from a background where he's been in some bar fights.
I mean, he was in the Army.
Oh.
Or Armed Forces of some sort for a little while.
Good for him. Yeah, okay.
So he's probably been through basic.
Are there many comedians that have been through the military?
Donnell Rawlings was in
the
Air Force.
That's right. He started off as a heckler.
Yeah.
Which is...
So silly.
It's him. It's very him.
Yeah. But he's definitely like grown, obviously. Like,
yeah. He's a comedian. But
that was also probably at a time where like...
Nothing to lose.
There was no... Like, there was barely etiquette. Like, you know, like in the 80s?
Yeah.
It's like nobody stopped people from heckling. It wasn't considered... Like, I mean, the comedians, I'm sure, hated it. But like... I don't think people understood that it was like...
Well, people still don't understand.
Yeah, it's true. So, it's just that probably worse, though.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. You want to end this?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I'll watch some movies before next week.
Cool.
I was stuck on a horror series, so I had to finish it.
It's understandable.
That was good.
All right. Good night.
Perfect timing. Hey, you chill, dude. All right. Thanks for listening. Find us on all our stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't want to waste your time.